10 Minutes Left by Bart Meehan, performed by Tony Turner and Nicky Hunter, and directed by Tony Turner.
What are you doing?
Cleaning up. There's dust everywhere.
For God's sake, what's the point of doing that?
Well, what's the point of reading a book?
I wanted to finish it.
Well, I don't want to leave a dirty house. You should have mown the lawn. People think you don't care when you let it go.
I don't.
Sally's left her front door open. Should I go and close it?
It's up to you.
Oh, well, I suppose it doesn't matter. It's so quiet.
What did you expect?
I don't know. People in the street. A little noise, maybe.
This is the way it ends. Not with a bang, but a whimper.
Who is that?
Elliot, paraphrased.
Is he the one who wrote about stopping the clocks? You know, the one in that movie?
No, that was Auden.
How did it go? Stop the clocks, cut off the telephone, stop the dog from barking with a juicy bone. I like that. Funny and sad at the same time. Like life. I should vacuum. Do you think there's time?
Why don't you just sit down for a minute?
I thought you wanted to finish that book.
I've already read the last page, just in case.
You should have worn the red tie. It goes with that shirt.
I thought this one worked better.
Oh, I don't know. Do you think we should pray?
It's a long time since we've done that. Wouldn't it be like the poor relations turning up after a lottery win? We can if you want.
It just seems like the sort of thing you do at a time like this. Do you think anything will survive?
Three things last forever. Faith, hope and love. And the greatest of these is love. Sister Joseph, grade 4, St John's Primary.
Do you believe that?
She also said boys who masturbated went to hell.
There'd only be standing room left. Was it a good book?
A cheap mystery. I probably should have read something more meaningful, but I didn't think there'd be enough time for War and Peace.
I wish I'd read more books, but I always thought it was wasting time.
You should have done more of that.
Sally took the children to her parents. They all want to be together. I saw her packing the car and waved, but she was too busy getting the boys settled in the back seat.
They're a handful.
I was going to call out to her. You know, to say goodbye.
Why didn't you?
I don't know. It's not like we were close, just hello over the fence. Do you want a cup of tea?
Not right now.
I really should vacuum. Did you pay the electricity?
You're joking, aren't you? Tell you what, I'll do it tomorrow.
We don't want to leave anything outstanding.
Do you think there'll even be anyone there to process the payment?
The computers are still working.
Till the end of time. I think I'll have a drink. How about you?
It's not even 12. No, I'll make a cup of tea soon. What do you think will happen to time afterwards?
What? Why would you ask that?
It was just one of those questions they asked on the breakfast show. If no one's there to watch, will the clock stop? You know, like the sound of a tree falling in the forest. What do you think?
This is as good a time as any for pointless nonsense.
Well, everything is pointless now. Don't you ever wonder why?
There's this story about a priest. You spent his life looking after the poor and the sick, watching mothers and children die every day. He always believed there must be a reason, so when he got to heaven, he asked God, why? God thought about it for an eternity and then said, I've fucked it up, haven't I? Does there have to be a reason? Everything that begins eventually ends.
It just seems such a waste. Are you sorry we didn't have children?
No, not now.
Maybe it would have been nice to have had a family to wait with.
We have each other. Isn't that enough? You know how I feel, don't you?
Yes.
It's just I was never good at saying it.
Yes, I know. It's all right.
It seems stupid that this has to happen to make me say it.
No, you haven't said it yet.
Well, you know I do. From the moment I met you at the beach.
You had knobbly knees.
Is that all you remember?
No. I remember thinking how ridiculous you looked prancing around the sand dunes quoting poetry.
I wanted to impress you and someone told me you love Shakespeare.
Only Romeo and Juliet. You know I never liked the ones about kings killing each other.
Well, it worked, didn't it? Come what sorrow can, it cannot countervail the exchange of joy that one short minute gives me in your sight.
I'm going to make a cup.
What is it?
The clock.